I'm Liz Larson.
And I'm Bill McKenna.
And together, we created the Cogno Movement System. And we'd like to welcome you to the New Life Perspectives Radio Show,
where we're going to be sharing with you tools, tips, and ideas that are going to change your life. Hi, this is Bill McKenna, your host here on the UK Health Radio New Life Perspectives Show. And today, this is going to be a very interesting episode. We're going to be talking about the levels of consciousness by Dr. David Hawkins. Power versus Force was probably his most popular book that he had come out with, and the work was really fundamental to so many people out there and their growth as a human, to understand kind of a ladder, if you will, of understanding, new understandings. And he had done basically a lifetime of work, along with a lot of other people, to develop something that he called the map of consciousness, or levels of consciousness. Now, this is really interesting because they had clearly defined what will happen in a person's life at a certain level of understanding. I call level of consciousness basically your predominant level of your understanding that you've come to thus far in your life. So the easiest way to break this down is, you know, people who their predominant understanding is that they should be afraid, and you should too. If you were to open your eyes and look around, there's a lot of things to be afraid of. And they will spend as much time as you want talking about that. They feel fear. They think about things to be afraid of. And with that, what happens is that fearful things happen in their lives. That reality emerges. There's the other aspect of this level of understanding or level of consciousness where your life shuts down, meaning I can't go certain places. I can't do certain things. I can't talk to certain people. Basically anything that you could imagine is colored by that understanding. Now, the interesting thing about this is that we all have a predominant level of consciousness. And that level of consciousness can change. So I'll kind of go through this and explain each level. Now, you can be at a certain level and your understanding can jump radically. But for the most part, it doesn't. And if you look around, everybody you've known since childhood, there's your evidence for you. Is everybody you know basically the same person? Your childhood friend, are they basically the same person? They got the same mannerisms. They do the same things. They talk about the same things. They present in that same way. They have the same life challenges. It's not a coincidence. Our lives are a byproduct, or maybe, shall we say, heavily influenced by the understanding that we have. And that understanding is actually, interestingly enough, biological. We have a neurological sensation in our body that will create a feeling. And with that feeling, it creates the boundary the boundary of our existence. I like the way Liz Larson puts it, my business partner, and she says it creates kind of an electrical fence, a boundary around our life. What we'll do, what we won't do, is all created through this feeling. And this feeling, we think thoughts equal to it. So we'll start off this list here and to talk about the very bottom of the list. At the very bottom, it starts off with shame and humiliation. And at this level, that there's extreme low energy. You'll find people in bed or isolated at this level of understanding. They see God as their view of God. Let's look this up. It says, God at this level of understanding is seen and experienced as despising. It's kind of Old Testament-y, you know, that's kind of how it feels, right? Very punitive. At this level of consciousness, when we're in shame and humiliation, it's not really about an event. It's that we feel inherently flawed. Flawed in the worst possible ways, right? That you feel like no energy. You feel less than anything. Everything is better than you. You're the worst. And there's nothing you can really do to get out of it. You feel like you're just shame. You are humiliation. So the next level up, you gain a little bit of energy. And this level is guilt. And at the level of guilt, you have at least a bit more energy. And you also experience at this level a lot of blame, either blaming yourself or you're blaming others. I like to say it's a wonderful little trick to know that Dr. David Hawkins taught me. If someone is doing an awful lot of blaming, somewhere running in the background is a tremendous amount of guilt. You don't get to have one half of the coin without the other. Guilt is particularly insidious because it's self-punishing. When you're at this level, you'll find you have a success, and then it kind of crumbles. You have a good relationship, and then it goes bad on you. All of these things can be tracked back. They are things you don't realize, but what happens for all of us is that when we feel guilty, truly guilty, we have a need to be punished. So this level of consciousness is very important to process. This level of consciousness, many people avoid. I had a particular client that had experienced horrible trauma in her life. And she had said, you know, I don't do guilt. That was the worst. I don't do guilt. I'm not guilty about one thing. But yet, there was a horrible accident with a traumatic brain injury and the loss of a limb, the loss of a limb. And we ended up, we have a modality, Cogno Movement. And with this modality, it provides us access into hidden areas of the subconscious through many different means. And what happens at this level when it's hidden is that, like the accident or other catastrophes, but when it becomes unblocked, and processed, acknowledged, and actually the nervous system lets go of it as a feeling, what ends up happening is that we end up exploding. And I mean in a positive way. There's, if you imagine how much repressed energy is there, when released, a person skyrockets. This particular person skyrocketed into fame, and their life blossomed. I've had other people who become very wealthy after their guilt is processed. So this is a very important level. It also is a level that, as an insight, when you do see somebody blaming, you cannot take it so personal. You know that there's something else going on. The next level up is despair and apathy. At this level, again, it's a little bit higher than guilt because you're not pushing down on yourself, but you're like, nothing matters and there's nothing that can be done. As we move up from this, the next level up is grief. And grief, at least at this level, that there was something good at one time and now it's lost. There's a life of regret here. And the typical is to live in the past. Now, these lower levels are keeping you out of right here, right now. There's some false belief that's been created and felt by your nervous system. And with that, it keeps us hidden in the past on these lower levels. And as we move up, you may find that, like fear, you're living into the future. Now, that happens to be the next level up, which is fear. And you find yourself with anxiety and you also withdraw. This seems to be a very, very big thing with the millennial crowd. Anxiety, fear, withdrawal. You know, I heard a most amazing statistic that 85% of the millennials are lonely. Lonely. Would you imagine that? The most communicative group out there, the most technologically advanced, and they're all lonely. 85%. This is really significant. When your fear is processed, a world opens up. And what I mean by that is that if you could imagine for a second what you would do if you didn't have fear, if you didn't have fear, what would you do? If you ask yourself that every day, that can change your life, that one thing. Now, the important thing again here is that this is involuntarily. You don't choose to be afraid. It just happens. It's a feeling. The anxiety, it's just a feeling. Nobody chooses it. But this level is very much used by everything here on the, you know, all of our governments and law enforcement and schools, you name it. They all utilize fear. You're going to flunk. You're going to get a ticket. You're going to go to jail. You know, you're not going to get the raise. You name it. So media is constantly pressing on us with this level. We have to take a break. We're up for our first break here, and we'll hear from our good sponsors here on UK Health Radio.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
If optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list, then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one supplement brand, help you put back what life takes out. all-in-one comprehensive formulas created to offer you maximum benefit, whatever stage of life you're at, and with a range that supports everything from immunity, energy, cardiovascular health, joints, cognitive function, menopause, and even beauty. We've got you and your family covered. Premium ingredients packed into a powerful daily sachet. Simply mix with water to activate for a flavorful health drink. Perfect at home or on the go. Revive Active. Available at selected Holland & Barrett stores, Well Pharmacies, and online at Amazon and reviveactive.com. Super supplements for a super you.
Nature's Medicine for Modern Living. A people and plants dialogue hosted by Sophie.Health. At Sophie, we bring together experts and voices who rarely cross paths. Our quest is to illuminate the ancient world of plant medicine and reimagine it for the connected age. Join us to explore new boundaries of digital personalized medicine with deep roots in the natural world, and hear from our community of international pioneers who are validating this new paradigm and improving how we feel, sleep, and cope with daily stresses naturally. Sophie.Health, reconnecting people and plants.
Once upon a time, human slavery was just a fact of life. Right now, animal abuse is often considered normal. In time, it won't be. Animal Aid campaigns peacefully against all forms of animal abuse and promotes cruelty-free living.
Check out animalaid.org.uk. It's time for a kinder world.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
And we're back. So the next level up after fear is cravings. Now, cravings are really interesting because it creates an enslavement for us. This enslavement here keeps us stuck in a mortgage, stuck in, oh, I've got to keep up with the Joneses. It is also the level of alcoholism or drug addicts. It's that type of enslavement and craving. At this level, a lot of people feel that it's actually a really good level. And there are positive aspects and drawbacks to every level. No change happens without some spark of desire. It's not bad, but it is the negative aspects of when we cling to something, or we let it drive us or let it enslave us. Coming up on the next level after this is anger. Anger is a level that really a lot of power gets generated. Obviously, everybody knows about the Third Reich, you know, anger, hatred. They were able almost, you know, unless the entire world like got together and squelched that movement, but they were poised to start taking over the world. So anger and hatred is a level that most people at some point in their lives experience. And the thing about it is when you're at this level, you will see other things out there to be angry about. And if anybody is looking at you, you'll basically say, listen, man, you know, if you're not angry, well, you should be. Fear and anger seem to be very much predominant on the planet at this time. And the media seems to be really pushing this out there in a big way. These things, again, levels, they have the benefit of certain things, like anger helps to create healthy boundaries. Some people need it to create a boundary. With all of these lower levels here, what they do is they draw energy in. They are taking resources from everyone and everything around. When we get up into the upper levels, what you're going to find is you actually generate energy. You're someone who is providing out there being productive. And everything kind of below the next level up is taking energy. Whatever happens in a person's life at these low levels is either happening through victimization or force of will. Now, I'll kind of stop there for a second and just say that it doesn't have to be. One of the things that we have with the cognitive movement system is the ability to literally eradicate a level of understanding so that you no longer feel it. And if you no longer feel it, you no longer think it. It doesn't mean that you lose discernment. Everybody still has discernment. Fear, well, is replaced by discernment. Let's say if there is a car that stops in front of you on the freeway, very suddenly, you're going at freeway speeds and you're like, wow, my God, the red lights. You slam on your brakes. The instant, you know, that bit of spark to immediately slam on your brakes is your discernment. I have to slam on the brakes. I've got to do it quick. Your nervous system might go through a little jolt, but, you know, you shake it off. You don't feel it after the fact. Now, this is in stark contrast to going through your entire day as from one worry to the next. This is all done quite simply through basic movements, neurological rewiring. And cognitive movement uses the entire nervous system to make that happen. Everything is utilized, from your ears to your teeth, to your eyes, to your spinal cord, your brain, all of it, your voice, everything is utilized. It's an amazing modality. And with any of these levels that you find yourself stuck in, you can actually get out of it. You can get out of it. It seems impossible. It seems illogical. And also, there seems like a reason that I need to be here. Like, wait a second, if my anger was gone, those people are going to get away with that. They're going to, oh man, can't have that. No, I don't want to let go of the anger. I have to tell you, I had a client that was a billionaire. I mean, that's with a B, billionaire. Owned brand new jet. Remarkable. Couches in the thing. You know, you could sleep in the thing. Go coast to coast. So awesome. And, but he did not want to let go of his anger. He was like, I was like, you know, man, this is not good for you. You know, there's a bunch of things that are going to happen if you don't let go of your anger. And he was like, nope, not going to do it, Bill. I know. He was like, he knew that I could help him through this and eradicate it, but he could not see another reality. I need it. I need my anger to motivate me. So anyway, that was that. This is an important lesson that I learned, that no matter how much money you have, you can't necessarily see a greater reality. One of the amazing things about this Dr. David Hawkins, who developed this map of consciousness, is that he experienced the different levels and was able to clearly define what do you get at this level. So we're about to go on the journey of the positive here, of what do you get in the higher levels. So then this last level I'm going to talk about is the level of pride. Well, and at this level you say pride, whoa, that's very, very good. Yes, it is the best of the lowest. What do I mean by that? Well, pride is one that, like U.S. Marines, they're running on the energy of pride. It's a lot of energy. It's very powerful. And what it does, though, is that it creates a separation. If you're proud to be this, then it means somebody else is lower than you. And if something happens to this over here, whatever you're associated with that's external to you, or because of your nationality or whatever, if anything happens there, you are vulnerable to being taken down. So this duality, it's kind of the height of duality. Indignation. Is very much part of this pride level, where you'll find yourself like scorn, you know, like, what is this? This is very, very funny. I've seen this in your life. Certain political leaders do these type of things. So the next level up is really important. And when I say really important, what I mean is that if there's a line of delineation, everything below this level was considered life happening through force, a force of will. And once you had bypassed this pride level and gone into the level of what they call courage, at this level, you become willing. There's a willingness to change. And that is a big one. You know, you start to see life as feasible at this level. Moving up from here, the level of what they call neutrality. And this is where you actually experience life as becoming satisfactory. Life's okay at this level. And at this level, trust begins to emerge. You won't transcend this level until you truly begin to trust. And trust is so amazing. There was a wonderful book written about this. It's called The Speed of Trust by Stephen Covey. And Stephen had clearly defined, here's what you're going to get in a low trust environment, a medium trust environment, and a high trust environment. And when you're in a low trust, you know, like a no, they have, I think he had no trust, low trust, medium, and high trust. And in low or no trust, there's literally a tax. Either you pay a tax in these environments. And what if we just take the business case where, let's say, you're doing a business transaction and you have no trust to low trust. In this environment, what you'll have to have lawyers, accountants, a lot of due diligence, you know, so many things that are needed. And there has to be multiple layers of safety. With each one of these layers, it creates of difficulty in doing a contract. This is in stark contrast to a high trust environment, where when you're in a high trust environment, you completely trust the other individual and you just say, yeah, okay, we'll do it. And it's this price and you don't have to check anything. And you even know that if there was a problem, we're going to make it right because this person's solid. You know, there's not an issue. Issues are dealt with by exception. They will trust and then, oh, okay, there's an error here. Okay, let's just fix that and we move on. So you get a dividend when you trust and you get a tax when you don't trust, or to the degree that you do or don't. Trust within relationships is very, very big. If you have a romantic relationship or a friendship, in these cases, when you don't trust, you'll start to misinterpret. And how do you know? This book was such an amazing thing, because when I read this and I was like, oh my gosh, I finally get it. When people continually misinterpret you, you mean this, and all of your heart and soul is meaning this, but then they twist it around, or they don't mean to twist it around. They hear something else, and it's not what you said. And usually it's negative. It's bent to the negative. Got a secret for you. They don't trust you. So this is not you. This is them. This is them. It's what their struggle is in this lifetime. And that's okay. That's all right. You know, all of us have a different level of consciousness, all a different level of awareness, and we're just working through it. So having compassion for them, in this lifetime, they're working on this. They may have had severe betrayals in their life. But once you understand that you're going to get a dividend, like this is the better piece of chocolate. Oh my God, if I could see the good in the other, if I could see that it's okay to trust them, doesn't mean I lose my discernment. Again, you don't lose your discernment. You're like, okay, we still need to sign the pink slip. And, you know, you got to put your signature on it. You got to put the date on it, all these things. But when you realize that this trust is actually good for me, you start to let go and just deal with the exceptions. That's how it works. I call it the better piece of chocolate. The better piece of chocolate. It's like, yeah, that's better for me. So what David had come up with is the understandings of what's good about this. And when you read about all these levels of consciousness, you'll be like, oh, now I get it. I think I could, if I jump there, but at first it seems completely false, you know, like, oh, really? Oh, you're going to become a genius because you've forgiven people and because you no longer hold attachments to a position or something. You know, it doesn't sound true. It doesn't sound true until you arrive. And once you realize the truth of what he said, that it actually becomes reality, like this forgiving could be a good thing for me, or letting go of judging another person could be good for me, and I'm going to get this other gift. Well, all of a sudden you start, after you get a few of these realizations, you'll start to easily let go of the old. It's very much a monkey bar, and all of us do this. We're humans. You'll let go of your old understanding when you realize there's something better. We got to take another break for UK Health Radio, and we'll be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Delightful news, air travelers. Going in and out of airports without getting sick can be challenging. Time to take charge of the air you breathe with Nasal Guard. Nasal Guard topical gel defends by blocking harmful airborne particles, and viruses. Try NasalGuard for air travelers today. Visit Amazon or nasalguard.co.uk to learn more about NasalGuard spray and gel products. Again, that's nasalguard.co.uk.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
And we're back. Now, working our way up the list here, what we find is that the next levels up, one becomes willing. And in this, when somebody becomes willing, they become optimistic. And when they're willing, anything's possible. They could just go out and start doing anything because they're willing. And that could be working out. That can be any job. These people are always employed. Always employed because they're willing. You know, how many of us are like, I ain't doing that job. No. Well, not the willing. This is a level of the highly productive. Not only are they going to do the job, they're going to do the job well. They're also hopeful, and hopeful people live longer. Coming up from there, acceptance. And this is the level of forgiveness. On the scale, by the way, every level I've gone through has a different number. And these numbers are associated with the amount of energy that you have, the power of this level. And it starts off at 20, it goes to 1,000. This level, and each level, you end up with more and more power. This level of acceptance and forgiveness, at this level, one is around the level of 350. And you begin to see things as harmonious and meaningful. Once you've transcended this level, there is the level of reason. Now, when I heard about this level of reason, Dr. David Hawkins talked about this level being the level of genius, like Leonardo da Vinci and Einstein and so on and so forth, all the greats throughout history. And at this level, they're extremely intelligent and creative. And it's the level of these geniuses. And I thought to myself, well, this don't make no damn sense. You know, how can you become a genius? You born it or you're not? And you're maybe study like crazy, but you know, I don't know if you're going to get there. And I found myself stuck right below this level. And I read and read, you know, there's so many books. He's got books all the way up to about chest level. And I read all of them. And in one of the books, I don't know which one it is, but I should have like marked it up. But he had talked about the difficulty in reaching this level was your positionality, and that you're holding a position. You've forgiven everybody, but you have yet to let go of your judgments, right? I don't want to resent somebody, but I just don't, you know, I'm not resenting them, those guys over there, those ones over there, just holding a negative judgment about whoever and whatever. Well, I read this thing and he was like, your positionalities, your judgments are what keep you, you know, stuck. And I was like, oh, okay, no problem. I'll let that go. You know, so I just started letting go of all of those. And remarkably, all of a sudden, without warning, I started inventing things. There were so many inventions. Like I was getting like 5 inventions a day. I never invented a thing in my life. And all these inventions were just coming in. I couldn't drive down the street without a new invention coming to me. So anyway, it's very, very real. My point of telling you that is that it's very real. And there's a better piece of chocolate at every level. And this whole thing with cognitive movement, what it does is it enables you to clear out these levels. Now, we've actually put together an event that takes place in September this year in San Diego, California, and it's called Cogno Conscious. And this event, you go through this entire scale and your entire lifetime of fear, your entire lifetime of guilt, grief, humiliation, anger, over 5 days, one level, another level, for 5 days. By the time you leave, you've made these massive jumps. Imagine what it would be like if you left. If you left 5 days and you just, even one level, all of your grief was gone. You no longer had grief. You no longer had any fear. You no longer had any anger left in you. What would your life look like? If you just choose the predominant one that you're suffering with, you're worried. I'm not worried anymore. I'm not blaming anybody anymore. And the thing about this is nobody tries to talk you out of diddly ding ding dong. Nobody tries to talk you out of nothing. All you do is you feel it and you do these neurological exercises which allow it to be released. Your brain and your nervous system to be rewired where it's no longer holding on to that feeling of grief, guilt, all those things. So this event is really a pretty big deal. It is an event that is truly transformative. And it's not a rah-rah. It's not like anyone is like, you know, son, you got to forgive. I'm telling you, Jesus is going to help you forgive. It's not that way. I, you know, grew up Catholic, you know, grammar school, high school, 2 colleges, all Catholic. They told me to forgive the entire way. And guess what? Never did it. I was like, you know, that Jesus guy, he can forgive because he's really, that's why they call him Jesus. He's really good and he's Jesus. So, but not me, you know, I couldn't get there, you know, and it didn't happen till obviously late in my life. And it was the catalyst of the transformation that I went through. But my point is that, you know, you can tell somebody to do this stuff until you're blue in the face. But until they actually do it themselves, then, or they see the benefit of doing it. What works really well here is that you actually get to feel your resentment. You get to let it be true. And you simply do an exercise. And within that, it lets go of the feeling for you. And the easiest person in the world to forgive is the one that you don't feel anything about. So the big juju bees come towards the end. Once you have transcended this level of reason and genius, love begins to emerge as a real feeling, as a real feeling. You know, Rumi, famous poet, says, "Seek not to love, but to remove the blocks to it." And this was genius. This was genius because it's all that's necessary. The love naturally emerges. And that's what we see at this cognoconscious event. When all of your fears gone, your anger, your resentment, your blame, all of it, all the things that held you back are gone. That which you are, which is that love that created the entire universe, starts to emerge. And this scale begins to go up even further. You experience at a level 540 on the scale. At this level, joy emerges because your love becomes without condition, unconditional love. And at this level, all kinds of things start happening. Your body behaves differently. Different chemicals are released in your body. And these chemicals are actually the chemicals that supercharge your whole immune system. And there's great science behind this. Moving even further through the levels, you'll find that, for lack of a better term, the supernatural experiences become possible. This whole program here, if you'd like to come, myself and Liz Larson will be your people that take you through the process. It's 5 days solid with myself and Liz guiding you through. We also have a lot of wonderful practitioners there to help guide you through. It's in beautiful San Diego, in the Little Italy area. You can find out more about it at cognomovement.com. That's cognomovement.com. And if you go to events, it'll be there. Cognoconscious, September 2024. Hope to see you there with myself and Liz. It'll be a blast. It's the most difficult week of your life, but also the most rewarding. Thank you, and we'll see you on the next episode.
Thanks for being here with us on the New Life Perspective Radio Show. For more information or to find out more about the work that Bill and I do, please visit us at cognomovement.com or email us at info@cognomovement.com. See you again soon.